Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Susie Martinson was born in Los Angeles, California. When Susie was 3, she moved back to Honolulu with her family. Today, she owns a home-based business with Nerium International. We pause at the beginning of our show, even for a moment, just to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus has made a difference in Susie's life, and she's here to share about that. And we're here together to remind you how much you are loved by God. That no matter what you're facing, no matter what difficulty, what challenge it might be, no matter how you feel, good, bad, sour, just broken, hey, the Lord loves you and knows you. In fact, he loves you so much, Jesus died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, dear one, the living Christ calls you to himself, And it's our prayer and our hope that you would come to him, that you would open your heart and receive Jesus as your Savior and Lord and surrender your life to him and put whatever it is into his hands and trust yourself to him. And I believe the Lord will lift you up, strengthen you, guide you, direct you. Susie Martinson has 3 children, Kaena, Kaheke, and Keala. She's married to Matt. Susie, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. Thanks for having me.
So I mentioned Los Angeles, mentioned Hawaii, but more specifically, where did you grow up?
I grew up on the east side, Honolulu. I attended Kaiser High School. Yes, a 1979 grad.
What was it like growing up on the east side?
You know, it was good. I mean, my parents, you know, they were both state workers. They provided very well for us. I have one sister, and she's actually 13 months older than me, and she lives in California. Her name is Julie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and growing up, it was good, but you know, I didn't know the Lord then when I was a child. Like, we didn't go to church or anything like that, but the ironic thing is my parents' friend from high school, when I think in the 80s, I think I was just after graduating from high school, he actually reached out to my family and planted a seed. And it's so crazy because my parents actually ended up coming to the Lord then, and they had a Bible study at their house in Kalama Valley for over 10 years. And it was really neat to see how my parents would share with the neighbors and then share with their friends. And so Thursday nights, every night, they had a Bible study at the house. Wow. Yeah.
Who influenced you most, Susie, in your growing up years?
You know what? Both of my parents, I think my sister and I kind of fell more into the Asian side. My mom was Japanese and my dad was Chinese Hawaiian. But we kind of, you know, our culture and our foods and all that was more on the Asian side, the mm-hmm. Japanese side. Yeah. So I would say it was more my mom.
In
yeah.
what way?
You know, she, well, you know, like growing up and I guess the culture, like, we kind of fell more like for New Year's, we ate mochi soup and stuff like that, right? But then it was also neat because we had the Hawaiian side of our family. We weren't as close to them, but yet, you know, we would get together on, you know, with big occasions and stuff like that. But mm-hmm. yeah, I would say growing up, I was closer to my mom's side of the family, and she had three siblings, and so all our cousins and stuff, we all grew up on the east side, all in Hawaii Kai. And we would always get together, you know, for the special occasions with our, with my mom's side of the family. Yeah.
How did you become a Christian?
Okay. Actually, when I was a sophomore in high school at Kaiser, I had a really good friend. Her name was Janice. And she reached out to me and wanted me to come to a youth group. So my first ever encounter going to a church was at Wailea Baptist. And I used to go with Janice and our other friend, Cindy. I'll never forget that. She gave me my first Bible. But, you know, I guess being a sophomore in high school, I didn't really know what it was to truly have a relationship. You know, now as a Christian, knowing that, I was just kind of going and going with the flow and not really, you know, walking, I guess, per se, just kind of going. But it was a very good introduction to knowing who Jesus was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At Wailea.
Yeah, actually at Wailea. Yes. And then, like I said, when after I graduated from high school, my parents actually had that Bible study, right? But I never really jumped in or anything. And it was more just the adults. So then I kind of went off on my own and just kind of doing my thing. And I, you know, never went to church or anything like that. Yeah.
So what happened in your journey to Christ?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, this is really neat. Then I married my husband Matt in 1993. We got married, and then I guess you know, you just living life and you know just doing the whole family thing, and in 95 our daughter Kaheke was born, right? And then I remember, you know, running around the neighborhood because we all work out and stuff like that. And I remember on one Sunday, I went for a run. And by that time, we always had to take turns, right? Because you have a baby at home, so we couldn't run together. So we would just run separately. And I remember we were living in the Manoa area at that time. And I would run by like certain churches and hear the music. And I remember going home and mentioning it to my husband, Matt, right? Oh, you know what? I think we should go to church now that we have Kaheke. And then 2 years later, we had, actually 3 years later, in 1998, we had Keala. So we were just kind of, you know, living life, doing the family thing, but not knowing, we didn't come to the Lord or anything like that. And then I remember during Matt's, you know, just, you know, hanging around and going golfing with his friends and stuff like that, he had a really good friend, Freddie Noel, who graduated with him from Punahou. And it's neat how, you know, God puts people in your lives and then they sort of plant seeds. And so Freddie used to tell Matt, hey, you got to come check out my church, you know, Hope Chapel Manoa. And so Matt's like, oh, yeah, you know, kind of thing. And then anyway, when Keala was born, I remember this, he was 2 months old. Matt shocked me one day and he says, hey, you want to go check out Freddie's church tomorrow? It was a Saturday. And I said, oh, are you serious? And he's like, yeah. I said, well, where are they meeting at? He says, well, he said, Manoa Elementary School. So the next morning, you know, Keala's 2 months old, he's in the sling. Kaheke was 3 years old. We went to Hope Chapel Manoa. And I remember, you know, of course we dressed up thinking, you know, church, right? You had to dress up. But we walked in and there were so many people our age with kids our age, and just how they welcomed us. And I think what really drew us was the worship team. You know, there was somebody on the drums, he's in shorts, guitar, you know, the music. And I remember my husband and I looking at each other like, okay, this is pretty cool, right? So anyway, so we're sitting there. The first day in Hope Manoa, Kaheke went off to the little children's church, and we're sitting there. I had Keala in the sling. And it's so God, right? Because the message was just, it pertained to both of us. I can't remember the specific topic, but it had to do with marriage and having grace and understanding and stuff like that. And yeah, I'll tell you, you know, having two kids, it was quite stressful, right? And at that same time, Matt was going through his master's too, so more so, right? It was real stressful. So anyway, you know, you're sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, this message is so for us, but not, but of course I'm not saying anything to Matt. He's not saying anything to me. Then he kind of nudges me and he whispers in my ear and he says, I think this guy is my classmate from Punahou. I go, who? He goes, the pastor. And I'm going, really? What's his name? You know, he goes, Mark Shee. I think he was a wrestler. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay, so we're sitting there. And at the end of service, Mark comes up to us. And he's like, hey, Matt. Remember me, Mark Shee? And Matt's like, yeah, wait, you were a wrestler, right? And then that was our whole start of going to Hope Manoa. It was so awesome.
Amazing.
And it was amazing. It's totally amazing. That's how it was. And you know what? We never left. I mean, every time. So that Sunday, though, we didn't accept the Lord, but I think it was a couple Sundays. We would be, you know, we went every Sunday and then the worship and... You know how you're just like in tears and we can't explain it. And then God just put us on a fast track. It was so amazing.
Well, the Lord indeed puts you on a unique track. The Lord used relationships, connections. Yes. I would imagine that just as you describe it, there was not only a sense of surprise, but I almost get a feeling that you felt a sense of community, a sense of family.
Absolutely.
As you were there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, today as you're listening to Susie Martinson share her story, she's talking about family. She's a very relational person, as you will, if you haven't already sensed, that you will soon find out. But relationships are so important. And God works through relationships to plant seeds, relationships to bring us closer to Him. Relationships. What relationships has God placed in your life? Mm-hmm. Are you holding them with both hands, with care and tenderness and appreciation? If not, well, let's be reminded to do so. And if you are, kudos to you, my friend. When we come back, we'll talk more about her relationship, how she grew in the Lord, and some of the things that God is doing in her life right now. Susie Martinson is with us today. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Omashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042. There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Her name is Susie Martinson, and Susie says, I love being an entrepreneur. Wait. She says, mompreneur.
Mompreneur. Yeah, I like that.
I'm wondering what that means, Susie, so explain that to us.
Sure. You know, I used to work in the DOE, and I did all different types of jobs. And back in 2012, my good friend Shara Sada, you might know her too, She actually introduced me to this company, Nerium International. It was just one bottle at that time of this face cream that you put on at night. And I did it. I took my pictures and I saw phenomenal results. It really helped my sun-damaged skin. And that was sort of my journey into my entrepreneur business, you know. So we're all independent brand partners with Nerium International. The company is just 4 years old. August 25th, actually, we turned 4 years old of this year. And we are now known as... We are becoming the global leader in comprehensive anti-aging solutions for the face, body, and mind. Mm-hmm. So today we have actually four products. We have our face, day and night cream. We have a body contouring cream that you use for from the neck down and helps with cellulite and stretch marks and helps to firm loose skin. And then now we just introduced a brain supplement, mind enhancement. And what that does is, if you're looking for better sleep, more energy, more clarity and focus, and less inflammation in your body, you can try our EHT product. But yeah, that's what it is. And what I love about having my own business now is I don't have to wake up to an alarm clock. I don't have to drive in traffic anymore. I just build my business from home. Mm. Yeah. And it's all about relationship. I just love meeting people and sharing it. If it's right, I don't ever push it on anybody, but usually in conversations, right? Hey, what do you do? What do you do? And then it just naturally just comes about that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
You can find out more about Susie at facebook.com/Susie.K.Martinson. facebook.com/Susie.K.Martinson. Mm-hmm. Now, how has Christ made a difference in your life?
Wow. In so many ways, Danny. You know, I think back, like, before I knew the Lord, and then when I do know the Lord, and especially one memory comes to mind. I remember back in 2004, my dad suddenly passed away. He died of a massive heart attack in Las Vegas. He was playing golf, you know, doing what he loved. And I remember, you know how shocking that is, right? It's so shocking because it was so unexpected. I mean, I remember getting the call from the hospital in Vegas. I remember, you know, having caller ID, seeing something Sunnyside Hot in Las Vegas. And I answered and they asked for me, and then they said, oh, can you hang on a second? I want you to talk to your mom. And I could hear my mom she was wailing and just crying and crying. And I can still remember that day. Matt and the kids were about to just go off to school. And my mom just told me, oh, my gosh, you know, Dad died, you know, kind of thing. And I remember stopping dead in my tracks. And I just said, okay, wait, 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 mommy, we got to pray. Let's just pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. You know, and I think, you know, if you're not a Christian or a believer, you know, you just would freak out, you know, you just freak. But, and knowing that my dad knew the Lord, it gives you that peace knowing he's in a good place. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it, but it's this sense of peace, right, that comes over you. Yes, it's tragic. Yes, it's shocking. Yes, I was sad. But at the same time, I could stop and I could call on the Lord. And I looked at my family. I looked at Matt and the kids, and we were just all in prayer. And then I remember telling Matt, Dad's in heaven. And I kept telling my mom that. Mom, he's in heaven. He's in heaven. He's in a good place. Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm trying to calm her down, but she was obviously in hysterics. So I think that is how I can truly say that in tragic times or any, you know, in like a situation that arises, right? When you have God, you can always, okay, Lord, you know, you turn to him. Okay, it's your plan. I don't understand it, but that's that. To me, that's the magic of knowing the Lord.
You've seen the Lord give comfort. His presence,
yes,
has made a difference in your life and in your family. How as you see yourself in this season of life today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our lives go through different seasons. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's change. What has the Lord been speaking to you about recently?
That, you know, well, a lot of things, you know. But I think just to always trust in him. And like, for instance, my son's recent ACL injury. You know, it didn't make any sense when we saw it happen before us, right? You know, you see it happen and you just want to press the rewind button. But I remember my husband, you know, he was a former athletic trainer, so he knew that it didn't look good. And then I remember when he came up, and of course I'm going, oh, please, 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 no, not his ACL again, not his ACL. But when he came up and told me, he didn't even have to say it was his ACL. I just looked at him and we walked out together. And I remember Matt just saying, Lord, I don't know what you have planned for this boy, but you're in control. And I remember, too, there was just a recent incident with one of our KLS classmates who was missing. I don't know if you heard about him, but I just, instead of feeling like, oh my gosh, this is so terrible, your knee is injured, I remember just thinking right away, and I turned to Matt and I said, Kiala's strong, he's healthy, he's alive. Can you imagine what Noah's family's going through? And that just kind of brought it all into perspective for us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we just ended up, I remember just praying, you know, and just going, you know, God, we just trust in you. We trust in you in this. Yes, it's not something that we want it to happen, but you have a bigger plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, these moments that take place in life, they are unexpected. You can't plan for them. You adjust as you go along.
Yes.
Describe a feeling. Feeling when you're there hearing the shocking news about your dad, or there as a mother seeing your son with a knee injury, what do you feel?
Well, the initial news when it happens, of course, it's just like you feel sick, like you want to throw up, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of thing. And then, yet, I think knowing, and I know in both of those situations, I know I just said, Lord, you have a plan. I don't know But God, you are in control. You are in control, and I trust in you.
Wow.
That's, seriously, Danny, that is, I know, I've, because I know the Lord, that is like that. Like I said, it's that special, I don't know how to describe it, a word, but it's that having that special thing, right? Knowing that you can call on him at any time. You pour it out. Yes, you know, you're mad. God, this doesn't make sense. Please help me. But then there's that peace, right? That I think only when you have faith, knowing that God is in control, that peace just transcends all understanding.
Susie Martinson, is there a scripture that you go to, or that you think about, or that reminds you in those moments that gives you comfort and strength?
Yes, yes. I have it here. It's from Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and minds in Christ Jesus. Mm. This is what I always go to when things don't make any sense.
Yeah. You know, there's a part in that passage that talks about, let your requests be made known to God. There's a part that says, with thanksgiving.
Yes.
What does it mean to you? It seems in some ways a bit odd because you're praying in a moment of anxiousness, but what does thanksgiving mean in that moment of anxiousness?
Well, I'm just so thankful that Jesus died on the cross for me. I mean, I didn't deserve that. But he did that for us, for me, and for those that know the Lord. And I think that is what is so mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just very mind-blowing. And knowing, like I said, you know, God is in control of everything. And I'm just thankful for my life, you know, mm-hmm. thankful for my family. I'm just thankful for everything that I have. And you know, everything isn't rosy, right? You know, we all have our little ups and our downs in life, but that's how, you know, I see that, Danny.
Peace in the midst of turmoil.
Yes.
You testify not only of your experience, but in your sharing, Susie, in your sharing your experience, you testify that it is possible.
Yes.
That it is possible in the 21st century, that it is possible in the here and now. It's possible to have peace
mm-hmm.
in the midst of turmoil that you have experienced through Jesus Christ. When we come back from our break, Susie, let's look ahead. Let's look ahead. Let's dream a little bit. Let's gaze into the future. And I'd like to know, what is it that the Lord has put on your heart as a wife, as a mother, as a business owner? What do you see? What do you look forward to? Dear one, as you listen to Susie Martinson today, indeed there are things to look forward to. There are things that God has in store. Sometimes through these challenges of life, there are preparatory measures taken to get us ready for the next season. When we come back, you'll hear more from Susie Martinson. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
The peace of Christ, which passes all comprehension, all understanding, shall guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Oh, the peace of the Lord, Philippians 4, 6 and 7, through prayer, the presence of God, the wonder, the blessing of a relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ, experienced by Susie Martinson as she shares with us her story today. You can find out more about Susie at facebook.com/Susie.K.Martinson. That's Susie, S-U-Z-I-E. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Thank you for joining us today, taking this time to be with us in this moment. You can find out more about our program and get this program in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Free podcast for you, and also to share it with a friend. Susie, as you look ahead, you've experienced some very deep, meaningful things. Christ has been with you through a lot of that in your life. As you look ahead, what do you see? What do you look forward to?
Well, I look forward to seeing my daughter graduate from Notre Dame in a year, and I know she's going to do really good things. God has truly blessed that our daughter Kaheke. She's always been that light ever since she was a baby. She's still like that, you know. So we look forward to Kaheke's graduation, And we actually have a double graduation because our son graduates from Punahou in 2017 too. So we're already planning to do, in fact, it was Kaheki's idea. Mom, you know what? I think we would just better have a double graduation party. I said, you know what? That's smart, Kaheki. I think we'll do that. Would you mind? She says, no, not at all. So we're looking forward to that. Matt and I are really looking forward to the empty nest. I mean, I shouldn't say we're looking forward to it, but we know that that's going to happen, right?
Yes.
So he and I were talking about, hey, you know, what are we going to do, you know? If the kids stay on the mainland, you know, which they probably will. I mean, you know, with the jobs and stuff, I think there's more opportunity. But, I mean, you never know. But, you know, we're even thinking like, okay, if they do, you know, should we move closer to them, you know? So that's, you know, we have a lot of things that we're discussing. Matt has been teaching at Punahou for, this is his 28th year. It's wow. Crazy. But he absolutely loves it. And he's such a blessing to, I know, all his students. It's kind of neat at the end of the year. You know, he gets little letters and stuff. And, you know, I think that's what makes his job so meaningful when, you know, students write to him. Yes. And just share how much, you know, they enjoyed in being in his class and stuff like that. And
well, and he's a championship guy. Soccer coach, too.
You know, Matt is so humble. He doesn't. You know,
that's why I'm
so
saying
quiet.
It because he yeah. won't say it himself.
No, he but, won't. He'll never. He'll never. He'll never talk about that. But yeah, he's a good. I'm blessed to have him. He's mm-hmm. an awesome husband, provider, and father to our children. Good husband to me too.
Empty nest. You know, people go through that, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's common. Some people. May or may not be as prepared. What are you doing to prepare?
You know what? Actually, we have talked about this for a while. And you know, it's life, right, Danny? Our kids grow up. I mean, yes, we raise them, we care for them. But you know what? The reality is we got to let them go, you know? And, you know, you just trust and pray that everything that you've ingrained in them and mentored them and prayed over them, that when they become adults, that'll carry on. That is just my prayer and our hope. And Matt and I truly are just very, very blessed with our children.
Mm-hmm.
Just great
mm-hmm.
kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not afraid of the emptiness, to be honest with you. You know, I look forward to spending, I guess, our golden years together. And in
you're,
fact,
you're young and you're talking about golden years.
Well, you know what? I mean, think about this, right? We're going to be like 55. And then, so Matt was saying too, okay, when Keala graduates, hey, we're going to take up something. And so, you know what? We were also talking about, Matt was saying, hey, he wants to take up Hawaiian language. He really wants to do, because, you know, he's done it before. You know, he used to dance for a halau, you know, Matt. He mm-hmm. danced for O'Brien Isella. So he's had that. But he says, you know, I think I really want to perfect that. So he was asking me, well, what do you want to do? I said, well, you know, I think maybe we should do something together. You know, I think that would be neat. It's important, right? You know, even though your kids are on their own and graduating and all that. And, but, you know, husband and wife, right? We got to stay
together.
Close, man. Yeah.
Growing together.
Right. We got to grow.
See, grow together. Well, you made a point there.
Mm-hmm.
Staying close, growing together, because it is possible, and it happens, that people grow apart.
Yeah.
Even in that season of life.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Why do you think that happens?
They don't have the fear of the Lord, I'll be honest with you. I mean, you know, I know, I mean, I can confidently say, and I know, and I'm, you know, Matt's not here. I mean, I'm sure he has to speak for himself, but, you know, Matt and our marriage is rock solid. I know we're not going anywhere. We're going to stay with each other. And that is because we have a relationship with Christ. Seriously, it's fear of the Lord. Because we know when our time comes, when we go and meet him, we're going to have to answer to that. Mm-hmm. So that's what it keeps me on track too, I think. You know, a lot of times I'll mention to my kids, right, a little bit about that. And they're kind of roll their eyes at me. I'm like, no, come on. There's no gray area here, you know. You walk the straight path or you walk the crooked path. Which one are you going to do, you know? So I've always been that way with our children. So my prayer is, you know, they're going to stay on that on the straight path.
Well, to speak about it.
Yeah.
To share in the way that you're sharing. There's a sense of there's a heaviness to it too, mm-hmm. Susie, because of the world we live in.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about certain standards, certain morals,
mm-hmm.
and those things get a bit squishy.
Yep.
And someone might say, come on, Danny, don't hedge. It's not a bit squishy. It's mm-hmm. very squishy.
Yeah.
Or maybe the lines that were once drawn, they're not just blurry nowadays. They're erased in the minds of people.
That's right.
So the ethics, the morals mm-hmm. of life, you know, they aren't there. But you speak and you speak to your children in a way. Today, Susie, someone may be challenged. They might be going through a rough time. They might be facing a loss of their own. Maybe their own child is suffering or struggling.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, in many ways, it could be financial, mm-hmm. a financial loss. They're very stressed at this point. When we come back from our break, I'd like for you to speak to that, just from your heart, you know, just talk story, relax style as you have, as you do.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back from our break, Susie Martinson, we'll share that. And my question, what would you say to someone going through a really difficult time? When I'm in pain, I like to hear others share with me, even out of their own struggles. And Susie has certainly shared some of that with us in our time together. But it opens my heart to say, well, how did they make it? How did she make it? How did he make it? What difference did God make in that season of their life? And Susie Martinson will share with us, with you, when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Omashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back to our show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Program. Our guest today, Susie Martinson. You can find out more about Susie, connect with her, find out more about her and her Nerium products at facebook.com/Susie.K.Martinson. Susie, yes, what about it? What would you say to someone who's going through a really trying time right now?
To never give up hope and to know that Jesus loves you, and really get to know who he is. And if you can hook up with a friend who is walking with Christ, to definitely do that. That's what I would do.
Did you do that in
yes,
your situation?
I was just thinking about a friend who didn't know the Lord and grumbling and complaining about, you know, she wanted to get a divorce. And of course, you know, it's your friend and you listen. And then after that, you know, I just shared some words of wisdom. And I just told her that, you know, you got to really think about your family. You can't be selfish and this and that. But of course, go and, you know, try to go seek some kind of counseling. You know, you definitely have to do that if it is, you know, a big issue and stuff. But I remember just sharing with her about my first marriage, you know, and, you know, I feel really bad what happened between my first husband and I. And but at the same time, too, you know, I told her how God turned that around and opened the door for me to meet Matt, and, you know, just totally blessed by it. So if somebody is struggling, I would just tell them to never give up hope. Talk to somebody, seek somebody that maybe they can, that knows Christ or something, and they can maybe give them, you know, another perspective, a biblical perspective rather than the world's perspective. And of course, you know, I mean, it's not as easy as I'm saying it is, but you know what, you got to try. And that's what I would do. That, you know, I would definitely do that. And then, you know, there's certain words that you can say, you know, cause you can't force anybody or pound the Bible down on somebody's head and just tell them, you know, this is the only way. But, you know, I think it's through building the relationship, building trust, showing that you care about them. So I think sometimes actions, right, speak louder than words. So I would just love upon them, you know, just kind of guide them, bring them with me, you know, have them maybe, you know, seek wise counsel, you know. I mean, there's a lot of different things, but those are the thoughts that come to my mind, what I would do. And I was just thinking about my friend who I was kind of mentoring her or trying to talk to her about stuff. So yeah, that's what I would do.
Well, imagine this. Imagine, Susie, you're sitting with a friend and you're having coffee at Starbucks, mm-hmm, or some special place that you like just to meet heart to heart. And they pour out their heart to you at it's a gripping scenario. And as you hear them, you say a prayer, mm-hmm, for them. You reach over the table, you put your hand in their hand, or you hold their hand, and in a tender voice, you pray, "Can I pray for you?" And they say, "Yes, please pray for me." Could you pray right now for that dear friend?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we just come before you, Lord, and I just want to lift up my sister here to you. And I pray, Father God, for your peace, for your love to just come upon her, Lord, right now. Father, whatever her situation is, God, we're going to lift it up to you right now. And we're going to just trust in you, Father, that you will speak to her. You will send your angels down upon her, or whatever it is. Father, just bring the right person into her life right now, Father. And just pour your love over her right now. Give her that understanding. Give her that peace, Father. Not to do anything drastic, Lord, but to open her heart and open her mind to you, Father God. We just lift her up to you, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, when you pray for someone like that, sometimes when you say amen, there's a brief moment of silence, almost like letting things settle. Things are going on inside. Things are going on in the process. A final word to this dear friend, what would you say?
Jesus loves you, and just trust in him. Mm. Yeah, because he has changed my life, and I know he can change yours.
Words from the heart of Susie Martinson to you. Words from the heart of someone who has experienced the comfort of the Lord, the strength of the Lord, and who in many ways exudes that grace and that strength with us today. Susie, what brings you greatest joy?
What brings me the greatest joy? My family, my husband, my children, just seeing them healthy and doing, you know, what God has opened the doors for them to do. And also, you know, just having a lot of my sisters in Christ, or just people in my life that have, you know, truly helped me through my trials. Some of my best friends, I can say today, are my sisters in Christ from my first church, Hope Chapel Manoa. Mm. Even though, you know, we have gone on to maybe different churches, because we're so connected, because we share that same mindset and that same love of Christ. No matter what, I mean, months can go by or years can go by, and whenever I reconnect with them, it's like a day never passed. And in fact, I was just with a couple of my girlfriends, because one of my best friends, she was actually the associate pastor at Hope Manoa. She lives in Spain. She and her husband Sam, after Sam retired, they went on a mission field. And so, but anyway, they live in Spain today. And she comes home maybe once a year because her mom is still alive and Sam's mom is still alive. So they come home, right? But we had gotten together. And even though all this time has passed, we all looked at each other. It was me and Chris Nakakura and Giselle. And because we're so tight, and we all met at Hope Manoa, you know, that 17 years ago, and we said, you know what, we are so rock solid because we have Jesus. We all share Jesus. It's cool. It's really neat. And I can honestly say that they are my best friends. Mm. Yeah.
You know, there was a time, I don't know exactly when, where, and how, but there was a time when Pastor Mark Shee mm-hmm. and his wife were given a vision to start a church in Manoa, and it would be called Hope Chapel Manoa. Mm-hmm. And at that time, there didn't exist a Hope Chapel Manoa, but they stepped out in faith and began to pray about this vision and began to speak with others about this vision. I would imagine Pastor Ralph Moore and other of the key leaders of the Hope Chapel movement. And then a church was born. And in that church, relationships were developed and people found Christ. And I think if Pastor Mark and others of those founding leaders were to hear it today, what you just said, it would really lift up their hearts. Relationships that have lasted and stood the test of time. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Rock solid. I like the way you say that. Rock solid. Well, Susie, thank you so much. Thank you for coming and sharing and spending this time with me, with us, and sharing your heart as you have.
Thank you, Danny. It's been a blessing.
Dear one, I hope that you've been moved, as I have today, by the story of Susie Martinson. You can find out more about her and Nerium and her business. Connect with Susie at facebook.com/Susie.K.Martinson. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And you know, if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do it? Would you do it, dear one? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video there for you. And if you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. Psalm 119, verse 9. How can a young man stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Susie Martinson. Find out more at facebook.com/Susie.K.Martinson. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.